Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Rogue Angel by Alex Archer. Rogue Angel number 6, The Lost Scrolls. Narrated by Nanette Savard, with performances by Colleen Delaney, Michael Glenn, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, James Konacek, Vanessa Benjamin, M.B. Van Dorn, Jeff Baker, Michael Replogle, Dylan Lynch, Christopher Graybill, Chris Rowan, Nathaniel Perry, and Mort Shelby.
Anya Creed stood before a 10-foot-high loaf-shaped plastic bubble. The translucent structure told her that some structure had recently been demolished here, hard by the waterfront in the old Greek quarter of Alexandria, Egypt. Big, grimy warehouses and blocks of shops with cracked stucco fronts crowded together on all sides. Although the city was a major tourist destination, the stink of buses and trucks through the narrow streets suggested little of charm and less of antiquity. Still, Anya's heart thumped in her throat with anticipation. Beside her stood the handsome young Egyptian archaeologist designated as her escort. Dr. Ismail al-Maghrabi had a narrow, dark hawk's face and flashing eyes. His white lab smock hung from wide shoulders and flapped around the backs of his long, skinny legs in the sea breeze snaking around the close-set buildings. The two picked their way gingerly across the small lot of churned-up dust with chunks of yellow brick rubble in it, glad for the durability of their hiking boots.
I thought Julius Caesar burned down the Great Library.
He did, Miss Creed, among others.
Call me Anya, please.
Only if you will call me Ismail.
If you say so.
The Great Library was very extensive indeed, with parts scattered across the Greek quarter. As you probably know, in 2004, a team of Egyptian and Polish archaeologists uncovered a series of what appear to be lecture halls a few blocks from here.
I read about it on the BBC website at the time. A very exciting development.
Indeed. The library was a most remarkable facility, as impressive a university and research center as any other in history. Along with the famous book collections and, of course, reading rooms and auditoria, it offered dormitories for its visitors, lush gardens, even gymnasia with swimming pools.
Really? I had no idea.
Al-Maghrabi stopped to open the latch to a door in a wooden frame set into the inflated tent, then opened the door for Anya. The interior seemed gloomy after the brilliant daylight, and she paused to let her eyes adjust as he resecured the door. There was little to see but a hole cut into the ground.
The envelope is for climate control. Positive air pressure allows us to keep humidity and pollution at bay. Our treasures are probably not exceptionally vulnerable to such influences, considering their condition, but why take the chances?
You seem to enjoy some pretty enviable resources here, if you don't mind my saying so, Ismail.
Not at all. Our discoveries here have attracted worldwide attention, which in turn helps to secure the resources to develop and conserve them properly. For that, I believe we have to thank the Internet, and of course, your own television network, which provides a share of our funding.
Yes, I am thrilled they allowed me to come here. I'm told the scrolls contain revelations about the lost civilization of Atlantis.
Come with me. I trust you don't mind a certain amount of sliding into holes in the ground.
I am a real archaeologist, Ismail. I don't just play one on TV.
A slanting tunnel about 3 feet wide and 5 feet high had been dug down to a subterranean chamber a dozen feet below ground level. Hunched over, Anya and al-Maghrabi followed thick yellow electrical cords down the shallow ramp.
As you no doubt know, the library is believed to have been built early in the 3rd century BC by Ptolemy II, around the temple to the Muses built by his father, the first Ptolemy.
That's called the Museion, isn't it?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?